Do you know what you shouldn't do with money? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We often talk about what to do with money, like give, save, and invest. Yet, it can be just as helpful to talk about what not to do. First, don't spend money you don't have. Debt promises convenience, but it only delivers stress. Credit cards and easy financing can quietly rob you of peace and flexibility. Proverbs 22:7 reminds us that the borrower is a slave to the lender. Avoid becoming a servant to your payments. Second, create a simple plan. If you don't tell your money where to go, it will disappear on its own. Without a spending plan, even a good income can lead to constant frustration. A simple written plan brings clarity and control. Third, don't chase comparison. It's easy to spend based on what others drive or wear or post online. But comparison is expensive. Trying to keep up with others can sabotage contentment and pull you into unnecessary purchases. Fourth, don't neglect saving. Emergencies are not a matter of if, but when. Failing to build margin can turn small setbacks into a financial crisis. And finally, don't let money become your master. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24 that we cannot serve both God and money. When money controls your decisions, priorities shift and peace will disappear. Money is a tool. Used wisely, it can bless your family and others. Used carelessly, it will create bondage. Avoid these common pitfalls by choosing wisdom, discipline, and trust in the Lord. And if credit card debt is keeping you from financial freedom, Christian credit counselors can really help. They'll create a debt management plan that will work for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC.